For me today also, it's a little emotional because I personally know Dr. Kwame Adekunfor. We all know him as a brilliant mind, high academic achiever, high professional achiever, a statesman, a family man, a God-fearing man. But for me, there's one thing that crowns all of these defining characteristics of this eminent personality. Dr. Kwame Adekunfor is a man of integrity. Man of integrity. And therefore, he's a mentor to all of us in public service. And so I would also add to say that for Kumasi Technical University to choose him as the chancellor, I must say he has accepted. You have virtually won a lottery. You have won a lottery. It is a well-deserved honor, as all of you have done for Mother Ghana in the capacity as former board chairman of SNIT, president of the Ghana Medical Association, member of parliament for Menchia constituency, minister of defense and acting minister of interior, establishes that it is entirely appropriate that you have been appointed as the chancellor of the university. Nonetheless, I believe the university could not have picked a worthier leader than you. Your wealth of experience as board chairman of Swami Magazine Industrial Development Organization indicates your in-depth knowledge and already established interest in technical and vocational education. Building on the foundations established by President John Adekunfor, the government of Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo has demonstrated a renewed commitment to technical and vocational education, both at the secondary and tertiary levels. The vision of government since 2017 has been to align all TVET institutions in the country to provide appropriate governance and management structure for a unified national TVET system. In pursuit of this noble objective, I, on behalf of the president, launched the Ghana TVET service last year at a colorful event at the Accra Technical Training Center. I'm proud to see the many noticeable successes chalked by the management of the Ghana TVET service. I commend the university authorities for the excellent choice of a distinguished person, one who is also happily a firm believer in academic freedom, and I am hopeful that this university will definitely feel the added benefit of your rich experiences.